This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Public housing is supposed to be there as a backstop. It's meant to help people who've fallen on hard times, families that need a safe and affordable place to live while they regroup and restart. But in a lot of cities all over the country, public housing has become part of the long-term social safety net, one that a lot of people have come to depend upon. Housing officials in Milwaukee are trying to change that. LaToya Dennis has the story from WUWM in Milwaukee.
It's a sunny weekday morning at Westlawn Apartments in Milwaukee. Outside, a car alarm fills the air with no owner in sight. Nishika Thomas says in just a couple hours, these streets will be filled with children. Up until very recently, Westlawn was the largest public housing project in the city. Thomas has spent her entire 28 years in public housing. She moved here 8 years ago.
I was living with my mom, so I was trying to find a home for me and my children to live. My mother, she told me, like, you know, you can go and sign up for low income.
Back then, Thomas was a high school dropout with two children. She now has four kids, ages 5 to 13.
You know, it's a good place to live. Nothing is wrong with it, but I don't want to be here, you know, all my life, all my kids' life. I want to give my kids, you know, a life that I never had.
Thomas says she's getting her life together with the help of the Milwaukee Housing Authority.
So one day I was sitting on the couch and I got a newsletter. So I'm like, you know what? They got some programs going on. I'm like, you know, I need to get into something.
Thomas took advantage of the Housing Authority programs. She completed her GED, enrolled in college classes, and is on her way to being a registered nurse. Tony Perez is executive director of the Milwaukee Housing Authority. His goal is sustainability.
Helping the individuals that need to help themselves, want to help themselves transition out.
Perez says he doesn't want to simply kick people out of public housing, especially the elderly and disabled. But housing authorities across the country are searching for ways to transition people out of public housing. 40 housing authorities have set up guidelines, like work requirements or even expiration dates on your lease. That worries Linda Couch. She's with the National Low Income Housing Coalition.
The families are made to leave before they're able to financially afford their own housing, then we're just putting at-risk families back out into the marketplace where there's no affordable housing for them.
The program targets people who make less than 30% of an area's median income. But Couch says the waiting list for affordable housing in many cities is years long. So how many homes would it take to solve the problem? Couch figures about 7 million. In Milwaukee, I'm LaToya Dennis for Marketplace.